I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Raining truth like thunder on your speakers. That's a Terry and Jessica.
You got it.
Those bumpers are
perfect.
So accurate
yep.
for exactly what we do Monday through Friday here on the TJ Show. I'm reporting for duty. I know my partner Terry is as well.
Jesse, I am reporting for duty. At age 63, I got a shot in the arm of saying to myself, stand up for Jesus moment. Why? Because, again, today we're going to be covering some topics that's exactly about standing up for Jesus Christ. Number one, just the breaking news from yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 6-3 to what? To redefine sex. What? To write transgenderism in the 1964 law? That's crazy. But we're going to talk about what the church teaches on that, too.
They want to include it, I guess, as a civil rights issue.
That's right, Jess. And also, we're going to be talking about what's going on up in Seattle, Washington, with the protesters taking over a part of the city. What's that all about? And who's running that city? That's the question we're going to talk about. And you're going to find out who that is. And then we're going to talk about, Jesse, this is not right versus left. This is just the facts. Why are Democratic mayors allowing all this killing and maiming and burning in these heavily black areas? Why is that? And we're going to cover that also. And then after today's show, folks, I thought my wife and I would cover a biblical blueprint for marriage. That'll be on the Terry, that'll be on the Bible with the Barbers after this show. You can get that on our app or on our YouTube channel. Jesse, I'm excited, and I'll tell you why. I'm an old man now, but I feel like God's giving me some adrenaline. I was pumping off some push-ups at age 63, and I've been kind of holding back on it at my age because my arms, but I'm like, man, I gotta go out with a head dive into home. And I think right now, Jess, all of us are called to stand up for Jesus, because let's be honest, Jess, the big lie that's going on in our culture is that we can live life without God. And now that's why we go right to the food chain, top of it, God's word every single day, the gospel of daily at the daily mass, to read, to give you God's word, because that gives you meaning and purpose, because we want to see you and your relatives, everyone, to get to heaven. But you can't do it without what Jesse just said yesterday. The exorcists have said, how does Satan get into your home, your family? How does he get into people? They don't know their faith. So here at Virgin Most Powerful,
number one reason.
Confession. So what are we doing? We give out all these CDs, all these recordings through MP3s. If you're a monthly donor of Scott Hahn, Jess Romero, Tim Staples, Bishop Sheen, Father Bill Casey, every single month you're getting dozens of hours of formation, because we want you to be a high information Catholic. Okay, Jess, let's read the good news of Matthew chapter 5, verse 43-48, brother.
Yes. It's speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. That's what's happening right now.
Exactly.
Good people are suffering. Bad people are causing a lot of this, but good people will suffer. Why? Because we live amongst them. And so the rain, God's grace, mercy, and justice, it falls upon the good and the bad. It says, for if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? Here it is. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is why, as even C.S. Lewis, who was a Protestant, he admitted that purgatory is a necessity.
He did, yeah.
A necessity. Because he understands that none of us is going to die. And when we meet God face to face, none of us is going to have our soul perfected at that moment. And so C.S. Lewis says the soul demands purification. Whether purgatory is an instant or a long time, as we know time as human beings, whatever it is, You have to be purified by going through fire, as it says in 1 Corinthians 3:15, before you enter into the great wedding feast of the Lamb. How long is it going to be? We don't know, because there's no time in the afterlife. But again, to get into that the Jesus party, the great wedding feast of the Lamb, you have to be perfect. If you're not perfect, you can't come to the party. One other thing that today's gospel shows us, and I think this is going to help people a lot, because a lot of people don't know what to do when they're feel like, for example, I told you last week, I had the worst headache of my 58 years on planet Earth. My headache was so bad, I actually thought, I said, Anita, I'm going to drive myself to the hospital. I think I got a tumor. I mean, something is pounding in my head like a drum, and it won't go away. It was 72 hours.
Wow.
And I'm taking aspirins and Tylenol and Motrin. Nothing went away. So then, because of my Liber Christo training with healing, deliverance, and exorcism, I remember what Father Ripperger has taught us. He says, sometimes the pain, sometimes it could be a diabolical projection. Yep. Demons are, or somebody, a human being, is cursing you. Or a demon is just trying to cause physical pain. And so Father Ripperger's taught us a prayer. In fact, I got it on today's blog. And JesseRomero.com, if you go on today's blog, if this is the way you pray, in case it's diabolical, it may be just I'm getting old and I had a, you know, and my head is having, you know, it's falling apart. But if it's diabolical, here's what you do.
Yep.
And here's a prayer. Obviously, you make the sign of the cross and you say, Lord, I am experiencing a headache, a migraine headache. If this is not of you and it's of diabolical origin, I ask you, Lord, to send it back to its source with a tenfold blessing. But if you, Lord, want me to carry this cross, I will fully accept it. I ask you for the grace to carry this cross, and I offer my headache for the intention of for the purification of my family who's fallen away from the faith, and for President Trump that he wins again, for Pope Francis and the Roman Curia for a deeper conversion. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what have I done here? I fulfilled the biblical mandate. Instead of, you know, having Tourette's syndrome because I have this headache and I don't know what the source of it, what I've done is a Luke 6:27 approach. But to those but to you, I say, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. So what I did, in case somebody's been cursing me, a satanist or a witch, I ask God to give them a tenfold blessing. Or if it's of diabolical origin, just a demon attacking me, I ask God to give that source of evil a tenfold blessing. Well, guess what? When you wish blessing upon an evil person or even a diabolical, what are you doing? It's like putting kryptonite in front of them. That is the most painful thing you can do, by asking God to give the source of this evil a tenfold blessing. Why? It's like it says in the Bible in Proverbs 25:22. It's like putting live coals on the heads of your enemy when you wish them something good. And there's another verse in Proverbs 15:1. A mild answer turns back wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And so what happens, demons have what's called like a matrix. Okay, they have like a diabolical matrix. When you ask God to send the source of this pain that you're feeling, if it's of diabolical origin, if you ask God, send that source a tenfold blessing, what are you doing? If it's diabolical or a witch or a Satanist, demons have a matrix. It's like they're coding. It follows their fallen nature, which is pure evil. So when you send a tenfold blessing back to the source of the attack, if it's diabolical, that tenfold blessing militates against that diabolical matrix-like coding. And when you offer up your sufferings, Colossians 1:24, it's not understandable to the demon. Because what you're doing through this prayer, you're forcing the demon to become an instrument of your sanctification or the salvations of others. And it doesn't compute in their diabolical matrix. And this is the logic, Father Ripperger says, that they can't understand and they will flee. Because they don't want to cooperate, even if they're cursing you and causing you pain. Once you send a tenfold blessing back to them and you offer it up to God, the pain, that makes demons cooperate with making you holy. And that's something that they can't compute in their mind, so they'll flee. And so again, if you want that theology, this is deep. This is high-level Thomistic spiritual warfare theology. You only get here in this station, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, on Jesus 911. You will not get this anywhere else.
Jesse, just to add to that, and I'm like, going, my thumbs are up. This is needed to be said. Even on the natural level of somebody who that you meet and who's like upset at you and screaming at you and using foul language and saying God's name in vain, and you say, God bless you. I hope you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Yeah, I've done that with people who are effing me out and are upset at me, and I don't respond with their action with evil. I respond with love, and they don't know what to do. And my point is, Jesse, even on the natural level, spiritual level, number one. Number two, though, even naturally, when someone comes to me and he's all over me, you just don't fight fire with fire. You show them love. And
yeah, well, it's biblical. It's Proverbs 51.
Very much. Very much.
A mild answer turns back wrath.
That's right.
But a harsh word stirs up anger. It's the Proverbs 15:1 principle. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish by saying, when I did that prayer, probably about 2 or 3 minutes after, the migraine headache has been gone. It's been gone for seven days. It hasn't come back. My analysis, I talked to an exorcist. He says it was somebody that was cursing you. It was a diabolical source. Because if it was just a natural, just for bodily processes, you would have still had the headache. You'd have to go to the doctor and take
absolutely.
It was a diabolical attack. Yep. And that's exactly how you handled it.
Well said. And if you want to get some of Jesse's books on the spiritual life there on the diabolical, go to jesseromero.com. I'm going to come back with Fulton Sheen talking about love and sacrifice here at Virgin Most Powerful. And then we're going to cover all our topics. I just want to say thanks for joining us here. You're going to learn a lot about our love for Jesus and his church. We'll be right back.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say, 'I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?'" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Hey, we're just two evangelical Catholics with PhDs in common sense, and common sense is not that common. And I mention that because we're going to be talking on topics that you go, well, that's pretty obvious. Well, isn't that obvious in the world today? But I want to bring Bishop Sheen into the room right now. Full Sheen ahead. This is very appropriate for us in living as Catholics today with love. He talks about love and sacrifice. Bishop Sheen says, a young man loves a young woman and gives her a ring of gold instead of tin. The day that that man forgets that love is synonymous with sacrifice, they will ask, what kind of cruel and ruthless creature was that woman who asked for a ring of gold instead of tin? And here it comes. Here's the cash value. He says, the day that man forgets that love is synonymous with sacrifice. I'll repeat that. And that's today. The day that man forgets that love is synonymous with sacrifice, he will ask, what kind of a God is it who asks for mortification and self-denial? Jesse, that statement by Sheen tells me why we have a weak culture right now, because we don't understand that sacrifice is the language of love. We want pleasure, we want freedom, we want all the pleasures, but we don't want any sacrifice. So what happens? We're living a life as if God doesn't exist. That's my take on that reading.
Yeah, Terry, it's one of the things that we're seeing right now.
Tell me.
In fact, this next article says, Seattle mayor calls autonomous zone.
Yep.
I have the article right here.
Patriotic in an attempt to spite Trump. Are you kidding me? How can it be? Jesse, I'm sorry to jump in. But
yeah, no, go ahead. Good.
No, you go for it. But that word patriotic has nothing to do with what they're doing. Okay.
The Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkin, said protesters who have overrun one section of the city are neither anarchists nor domestic terrorists, as President Trump has called them, but citizens embracing patriotism.
Are you kidding me?
This liberal mayor, Jenny Durkin, earlier said protesters in Seattle created what they have dubbed the Capital City Autonomous Zone, claiming that in the area they occupy, they will make their own rules. And of course, President Trump has lashed out at the occupation on Twitter, because this reminds me of ISIS, what ISIS does in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Where they take sections, you know, strong sections of the country. They claim them as their own, like independent.
Yep.
And so in a string of tweets Thursday, Durkin, the liberal mayor, suggested the protesters are heroes. Did you get that?
Give me a break.
The protesters are heroes. President Trump, common sense tweet, he says, radical left mayor and the mayor of Seattle are being, radical left governor and the mayor of Seattle are being taunted and played at a level that our great country has never seen before. Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stopped immediately. Move fast. And he also tweeted, domestic terrorists have taken over Seattle, run by radical left Democrats, of course. There's no law and order. Terry, we're seeing very clearly, you know what these November elections are going to come down to?
Of course.
What do you want, Terry? One nation under God, where there's the rule of law, there's democracy?
Yeah.
Or do you want one nation under socialism and anarchy? That's what we're coming to this November. And it's very interesting. Somebody just sent me a text. Bill Moore,
yeah,
who is no friend of the church or friend of people that have a godly worldview. He's an atheist. He's on television. He's a comedian, political analyst. He says, if the Democrats vote for defunding the police, he says, we will lose the White House. President Trump will win for another 4 years. So Bill Maher is yelling to liberals saying, don't defund the police. This is a losing proposition. Nobody wants it. We're going to put Trump back in office for 4 more years if we keep on speaking this rhetoric.
Bill Maher is absolutely right, and I hardly ever agree with him. And that's – no, Jesse, really, he's absolutely right. In one sense, I was kind of thinking, hey, you know what? Let these people continue to have chaos. And then when this comes to people's neighborhoods and they see all the chaos and they say, hey, if I vote this way, this will continue.
Yeah,
and my house, yeah, exactly, more of the same. Am I going to want that? That's why I say that It's I don't want to have any more people losing lives or damage, but I see they're making their own bed. Hey, we've got Gil on the line, one of our monthly donors, one of our listeners, and he's doing something in a positive way. Gil, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, brother. Are you there, Gil? Oh, Gerardo, different person. Gerardo, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Oh, we lost him. I thought it was Gil. So, Jesse, here's the point. The point is they're making all this happen. I also have one suggestion, and people might not like this suggestion, Jess. I've never run it by you. But you know the people in those 6 or 8 blocks in Seattle, they say that they're in their own country? Okay, get your own power and water and food. Go ahead. We'll
That's
cut
right.
you off.
They should cut everything off.
That's my position.
They're
eating on our country that they don't like.
They even put borders. They put borders there.
Yeah.
I thought liberals didn't like borders. Terry, here's something very interesting. Is you can tell a person's character by their enemies. I'm looking at a newsletter that was just sent to me by CatholicVote.org. It says, Planned Parenthood announces from right now until November, this is our goal at Planned Parenthood. We will use all the social media and all the money at our disposal to defeat Donald Trump this November.
Of course.
So Planned Parenthood, when they hate you, Terry, that's kind of a good thing. Also, I saw another article yesterday. There's hasn't stopped. There's an organized cabal of witches around the country.
Oh, I bet.
And they believe in liturgy, these witches. They pray liturgically. They're structured prayer set times. And they're cursing President Trump liturgically.
Yep.
You also have, I saw another article yesterday, Satanists have actually come out and in public. And they're siding with these anarchists, and they're saying, we're cursing Donald Trump as well. We have to do everything through our curses to defeat Donald Trump this November. So look at his enemies, Terry.
That's right. Tells you who your friends are.
Planned Parenthood, the organized group of witches in America,
yep.
and the organized association of Satanists in America.
Oh, yeah.
That's who doesn't
that says
like
it all.
I don't know, Terry. That tells you
says it
much
all.
Who we should be voting for.
Absolutely. It says it all. Gil, we have Gil on the line now. He was just got dropped. Gil, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Give us your good news story, brother. Gil, are you there?
Hey guys, thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks for your call. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Gil. What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you, you know, Archbishop Vigano said it this way. You know, there's children of God, children of light, and children of dark.
Exactly.
And on that side, they're children of dark. And the only way we're going to rid this pestilence that's upon us mm-hmm. is public prayer.
Awesome.
And what Catholic Men's Fellowship has done is this Saturday in Covina at Heritage Plaza, we're going to get together, and we're getting together with families, and we're going to have a family rosary.
Awesome.
With Bishop David O'Connell.
Right.
And I'm really excited about it. The rosary starts at 5 o'clock. If you can get there at 4:30, get your place. We're going to have a rosary. It's going to be a powerful rosary. It's going to be for reparation of sin.
Awesome.
It's going to be for dispelling all the evil spirits that are upon us, the violence,
good,
hatred, the COVID-19. And this came about, you know, from what we did. I called in a couple of weeks ago when we went and we sat amongst the protesters.
Yes.
And prayed a couple of rosaries.
Right.
And so now what we've decided to do is we have permission from the city of Covina to gather and have a community prayer.
Awesome.
Public prayer. And we're really excited about it, Terry, and I just wanted to share.
Well, Gil, that's this Saturday, correct?
Yes, it is.
At 5 o'clock?
Saturday, 5 o'clock. And the restaurants are actually open
right.
for dining out on the whole street. It's like a market, a fair.
Sure.
And so after we get done the rosary, we can go down and enjoy downtown Covina.
Awesome. Gil, you're doing great work. Keep it up. I know that you and your guys are actually have helped out here at our Sacred Heart Chapel, because that's an event where you're going is just about a half a mile away from our chapel. And you guys have been helping us here at the Virgin Most Powerful, and I want to thank you for the witness you're giving to all of us. And people around the world that are listening, do it in your own city. Go out and pray. That's what we need. So, Gil, thanks for your good news story, brother. Keep it up.
Well, Terry, thank you, and thank Jesse, and thank you for all you do and for all the encouragement you give us.
You got it, partner. God love you. Jess, isn't that great?
Bye.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take
thank
a prayer war.
Man. You know,
faith and reason. Yeah. Faith and reason. prayers and action. We have to vote. There's only one choice in November, Terry. I mean, I won't mention the name, but you can kind
of
tell.
Of course.
You could kind of tell who I'm going to be voting for. Oh, yeah. In fact, I even wrote a book.
Yeah, tell us. Oh, Jesse,
called...
get it out, brother. It's on jesseromero.com or Amazon. Yeah. I'll be your promoter. Amazon, yeah, I'm always, I love doing that.
It's called Catholic Vote for Trump, and I give you all the reasons why people should vote for Terry. And also, I wrote a new book, and this is, it's basically, it addresses a lot of what's happening right now in our society.
Yeah.
It's called Atheism, the Opium of the Elites. What we're seeing right now is the effects of atheism,
the Fatima
consequences upon our culture.
Yes.
Atheism was exported into this country through Russia in 1917, and this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a bunch of secular humanists, atheists, that are anarchists right now, because that's what it leads to. Dostoevsky, the Russian philosopher, says, without God, he says, anything goes. So if you have young people in your family that don't believe in God, or if you have problems articulating it, I wrote a book. You can get it on my website, jesseromero.com, jesseromero.com. It's Atheism is the Opium of the Elites. I go through all the questions that your kids are going to ask you. You can get this from my website, and you can also get the Trump book from my website as well, jesseromero.com.
And I might add a couple other good books there on that website. Hey, I just want to remind, this is basically the big lie, is that we can live without God. Jesse, that's the big problem, atheism. I want to remind everybody, every Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have confessions at our chapel here at Sacred Heart in downtown Covina, and we have a 5 o'clock vigil mass with the Anglican Ordinariate, where we actually receive Holy Communion on the tongue, kneeling down on our communion rails. So if you want a traditional liturgy, you can come either Saturday evening or Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I'm at both of those masses. Why? Because I want the Eucharist. I want to receive the bread of life, and I know you do too, in a very reverent way. Jesse Romero, go to jesseromero.com to get not just those two books, but other books. And also, Jess, you've got blogging going on, and there's a lot of good things.
Yeah, the way to defeat a demon that's attacking you, if it is, go to my blog today, and I give you the theology. I wrote everything down, the scriptures and the theology.
Good.
It's Thomistic theology, how you project back prayers to a demon to drive him away from you, and it works. Trust me, it works. Now, if it's not a diabolical, you're still going to have the headache and stuff, and just offer it up.
Absolutely,
and that's good as well. Colossians 1:24. Terry, I also have a CD. I made this like 15 years ago. It's called "The Children of Light versus the Children of Darkness."
I love that one. It's a good one.
And I love it because of this. Archbishop Vigano is saying something that I've been telling people for about 15 years.
Yep.
This is what we have on planet Earth. There's two teams.
Absolutely.
Children of Light, Children of Darkness. You can get this CD on my website.
And I just want to remind you, your monthly donors, go to Virgin Most Powerful. See what we give away every single month to you. When we come back, we'll have more inspirational material that'll help you build your love for Jesus and His church.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst.
Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Without faith in God, anything goes.
Amen.
Russian philosopher Dostoevsky says, and that's what we're seeing right now, Terry.
Yep.
We're seeing Democrat mayors.
Yep.
In some of the major cities, heavily black areas of our country, they're allowing killing and maiming and burning and other assorted crimes. George Floyd's family has been, they've been interviewed, both his girlfriend and his brother and other family members. They said he would have opposed these riots.
Absolutely.
He would have opposed them. Because the riots are pure evil. What you're seeing right now is the face of evil. And every sane person is against the killing of an unharmed man by a policeman. We get that. And more so, we're also against mobs that are burning, killing, and maiming blacks, minorities, and whites in these riots against the wishes of common sense, decency, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and even the wishes of the Floyd family. And so, if the riots are not about George Floyd's killing, because they're not,
This is just an excuse.
A stepping stone, yeah. It's obvious that the riots are about giving the criminal element in our country that are godless. That's why I wrote that book, Atheism, the Opium of the Elites. They're godless. These criminals and evil groups such as Antifa, that has a license to kill, maim, and burn in heavily black areas, Black Lives Matter. Well, guess what? You have Democrat mayors telling their police departments, stand down. And they're allowing this debauchery. It was good to see somebody just send me a video of a Georgia police officer.
Oh, I saw it.
And he's a black police officer in Georgia.
Yeah,
so he's there at the riots, and they're yelling at him. And he basically says, hey, I'm here to protect you guys. I'm here to make sure you don't get hurt, and you have the right to protest, to peacefully assemble. So they're yelling at him, get on your knees, get on your knees. And he tells a whole crowd of anarchists, he says, oh, no, I don't get on my knees for anybody except God.
Amen.
And Terry,
I saw that. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you're going to find, here's something interesting. Just that, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says that God, in Romans chapter 2, that God has written his law in every human heart, so we are without excuse. Everybody knows there's a God, but, you know, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, he calls people that that try to put that out of their mind, he calls them gastric atheists. In other words, like having indigestion, they're basically fighting against something they know to be true. So they have like gastric problems, gastric atheists. They know it's true, but they're fighting it in their inside that there is no God. They're trying to suppress that truth. And here's what's interesting. To show that these people believe in God, Terry, there's a lot of liturgical acts that are being expressed there because, again, the knowledge of God is written in every human heart. What do I mean by that? They're telling people, you got to sit, you got to kneel down before us. You got to kneel down. Well, what's that, Terry? That's a liturgical posture that comes from the Old Testament, Book of Revelation, the Catholic Church. That's a liturgical posture we do before God alone. They're also telling people, you got to confess your sins. You got to confess white privilege. You got to repent and confess. What? That's also liturgical. What they're asking people to do, they're saying, you got to repent and confess of your white privilege. That's a liturgical act. We only do that before God. They're also saying, give us your money. Every one of you right here, you got to give Black Lives Matter $10 to show that you want to make reparations. So people, all these young white kids are reaching in their pockets and giving money. What's that? That's the offering. That's the collection basket. Everything that's happening right now, the devil is mimicking the Catholic Mass. It's liturgical, but it's inverted, and it's focused on the diabolical.
Jesse, let me ask you a good question. When the mayor tells the police force to stand down and allow this debauchery, that would be like a parent, okay, who sees a kid doing a mortal sin, okay, and says, oh, I'm just going to stand down. I'm going to let my kid commit that mortal sin. So that's how I see it. But, Jess, you as a policeman, retired after 20 years, how is it that, what does that affect the cop in the sense of being told to stand down and allow people to commit all these atrocities? Doesn't that kind of take a little wind out of the police force, or am I just reading into that, Jess?
That's called cognitive dissonance in psychology, mm-hmm. where you know something is right and you should follow it,
yeah.
but your lower nature tells you not to do anything because of fear, because of intimidation or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and so you're conflicted in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happening with a lot of cops. They signed on to protect and to serve, essentially.
Yes.
And to be the vanguards of society.
Of course.
But now they're being told by their cowardly mayors or cowardly chief of police to stand down. And even further, not even only stand down, get on your knees.
Oh, my God.
Before Black Lives Matter. Get on your knees. And so, Terry, this is why, by the way, I said it on day one. I told my wife, and I'm seeing it right now. There's going to be a mass exodus of law enforcement. You know, people
tell us why, Jesse. Because
You don't need to defund. You don't need to defund the police. Trust me.
Yeah, they'll leave.
They're going to leave on their own.
I
just read that over the weekend.
Yeah, New York.
600 New York Police Department officers retired or resigned. 600 over the weekend.
Yep.
I read in another state. I forget which state. The entire SWAT team.
That's Miami. Guys, yeah, South Florida did that.
They resigned.
Yep, they did.
This is happening. So this whole defund the police, that's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys are saying, you know what? I'm not getting backed by my liberal mayor.
Nope.
I'm not getting backed by my liberal chief. If I put my hands on somebody who's attacking me and I have the lawful authority to use force, I'm going to get fired and prosecuted. I'm out of here.
Jesse.
And Terry, I'm telling you,
I
can't hardly blame these guys.
But Jesse,
they're getting no backing from those that are in command.
Jesse, you told me about even your boys that are policemen, and they were you mentioned that cops usually will go out on a beat and look for trouble. In other words, to stop the trouble. And tell us what you're getting from policemen saying that.
Well, my two boys are cops. They're street cops. Work night shift.
What are they told?
They're saying, Dad, everybody's trying to survive out there, including the police. You know, they don't want us to be proactive. What does it mean to be proactive?
Yeah, tell us.
That means when a policeman is actually on patrolling in a car and he knows the high crime areas in his beat.
Yeah.
And so he's going over there. It's called saturation patrol.
Mm-hmm.
You're going over there because, you know, in this corner, they sell cocaine. In that corner, there's a lot of robberies at that, 7-Eleven. In this corner over here, they run stolen weapons out of this apartment. All the cops know the problem areas in their beat.
Wow.
And so what they'll do is they'll make sure that they're always in those areas talking to people, questioning people, trying to get intel. They're not doing that, Terry. They're not doing that.
So crime has gone up, Jesse. I'm just jumping
absolutely.
In all over the country because of that. Is that a fair statement, brother?
Yeah, they're not going to go out there and do proactive policing. They're going to wait in their cars, park it somewhere safe, and wait till they get a call. Burglary report, you know, over here, shoplifting report. So they're going to go to locations and take a police report and turn it in to the detectives at the end of the shift. And that's about it. They're just doing the bare minimum. Because why? Because they're not getting backed up by anybody in government. And so these anarchists know this. These looters, these rioters, they know this. And so they're taking advantage of this. Just look at the videos. They're getting right in the police's face. They're putting the middle finger right in their face as the cops are standing there like statues, throwing water bottles at them, spitting at them, burning their police cars, jumping on top of the cars. Terry, I've never seen this in my life. I've never thought
this. I hope we never have to.
I've never seen this on my life on planet Earth, what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, it's very sad, Jesse. And I just want to mention somebody who I respect as a radio man is Larry Elder. Jesse, you just read his book again, And he quoted that in America, 8,000 African Americans were murdered last year by blacks. And that statistic got my attention, Jesse, because we got 11 African Americans that were killed by policemen. And it seems like we're majoring on what the police have done to black people, and we forgot about the 8,000 black-on-black killings. And, Jesse, I might add, about 40% of the abortions where we execute babies through abortion are black babies. And I never hear any of that. Jess, what is Larry Elder onto? He's also an African-American, but he's pointing out the atrocity that's going on, and they're just looking the other way. That seems
I'm looking
to me
at
like,
his book. It's here on my shelf. His book is called What's Race Got to Do with It?
Yeah.
And he gives all the stats. He says 94% of blacks that are killed in the U.S. are killed by other blacks.
See, that's shocking.
Let me repeat that again. 94% of blacks that are killed in the United States of America are killed by other blacks. And you hear nothing. There's crickets. Because black lives matter, except if you're killed by another black.
Or unborn babies.
Or you're a black unborn baby. Mm-hmm. Then you're not going to hear anything from the mainstream media. You're not going to hear anything from anarchists or rioters. It's only these very, very few. And by the way, let me just tell you how many encounters policemen have with people.
Oh, this is amazing. Yes.
There's about 600,000 police
throughout the country.
In the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
600,000. They have 360 million contacts a year with civilians in their beat.
Oh my.
360 million contacts with civilians every year. And last year we had, I think they said there's nine people that were killed by police. I'm telling you, Terry, 99.99999999999% of police contact with a citizen is always lawful. It's always following the constitutional principles, following a person's civil rights. Very, very few contacts with the police turn up like what we saw Derek Chauvin and George Floyd.
Jesse,
what Derek Chauvin did is not taught by any police department, by the way. I know, because I'm an expert on the use of force by the largest sheriff's department in the world. I'm a certified expert. I've been through extensive training on use of force for police escalation and de-escalation. And my older brother, who just retired, he actually wrote the entire manual. It's like a Bible. It's like the Bible for cops in the U.S. Yeah, on use of force. It's about 2 inches thick. So you got two brothers that are experts on the use of force. What he did is taught by no police department. Those are his independent actions, and he's going to pay for it.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. We're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. We'll be back more with the Terry and Jesse Show. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by the Billboard
People. How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
President Trump blasts Twitter after the platform disputed the accuracy of two of his tweets. Can you believe that, Terry?
I can. Social media is controlled by liberals. Let's just be honest, Jesse.
Yes.
Okay, continue, please.
Yeah, President Trump on Tuesday night lambasted Twitter because the company slapped the message on two of his tweets that linked to a page disputing the accuracy of his post. Terry, it's funny. Twitter doesn't try to dispute anything that Barack Obama ever said.
Never.
Or Joe Biden or any Democrat.
That's right.
They just post and whatever the weather. But at Twitter is now interfering in the 2020 presidential election. And they're saying, President Trump says, they're saying that my statement on mail-in ballots, which led to a massive corruption and fraud, is incorrect based on fact-checking by fake news CNN and Amazon Washington Post. So the president's fighting back, Terry.
Good, he needs to.
Using them.
Take
him
on.
President Trump says Twitter's completely stifling free speech, and I, as the president, will not allow it to happen. Terry, in November, here it is. Do we want to be able to be on social media, you and I, other Catholics, too many to mention, and promote the fullness of truth? Or do we want to get stifled? Because I believe, Terry, if the other side wins, the other side of the aisle, I believe that, you know, Twitter and Google and Yahoo and all these social media platforms run by liberals, I believe they're going to take their marching orders from the left and they're going to say, you know what, it's time to shut down Catholics and Protestants and people that are promoting morality and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, Jesse, just to prove your point, in our last segment, you talked about the police and standing down, and there was a YouTube video that talked about the thanking our police officers for all the good work they have done, because the majority of them, like you just gave the statistic, 99.99%, are serving the public and protecting the public. So this video was just a thank you to the men and women in blue, and it was taken down. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. See, and this is what we're up against, and it's only going to get worse. Like you said, Jess, let's be honest. If President Trump is not willing to fight this Twitter and he just says, well, that's okay. I'm glad we've got someone in the White House who says right and wrong. This is not right. And I'm gonna take it to the mat. And this is what we need to do. And this is why, in my humble opinion as a Catholic, I tell people, go ahead. I repeat this 100 times. Go to Priest for Life. Go see the platform for the Democratic Party and then the Republican Party. There's no perfect party, okay? Jesus Christ is not running, or Our Lady, or St. Joseph. No. But here's what I want to say. Who's going to move the football closer to the first down or a touchdown? And that's what we have to vote for. We cannot vote for a organization or for a policy that kills unborn babies. That's just the end of story. I don't want to participate in that because you know what? Objectively, that's mortal sin. The fifth commandment, where it says, thou shalt not murder, not kill, murder innocent life. We can't do that. And if we do, we participate in that. So I'm warning you in love and devotion not to participate in a mortal sin where you're voting for an organization or for a party that kills unborn babies. I can't say it any simpler, Jess.
Terry, and this party that we won't mention, that's believes in two men getting married, believes
this
in
is
euthanasia.
All against God.
believes in medical recreational marijuana, believes in transgender bathrooms, believes in sex reassignment surgery, believes in abortion,
wants us to pay for it.
Believes in socialism, believes in defunding the police department. Terry, this party, I mean, their leaders, every time they open their mouth, what comes out of their mouth is lies.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what concerns me, especially the Catholics in that party. I'll tell you why. Our Lord Jesus Christ told us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, he says this. He says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will render an account for every careless word they spoke. Mm. By your words, you will be acquitted, in other words, be saved. And by your words, you will be condemned. In other words, you'll be sent to hell. This party that I'm not going to mention is constantly saying lies, things against the Holy Bible, against sacred tradition. Jesus is very clear that what comes out of your mouth, that's either going to, if you're speaking the truth, those words are going to be unto your salvation. If you're speaking lies, those words are going to be your condemnation. That's what Jesus says. And I'm so, Terry, the Catholics in that party are jumping over the trap door of hell.
They are, Jesse. And here's the bottom line. Where do we get all this information? It's not Jesse Romero's opinion. I could care less about Jesse Romero's opinion or Terry Barber's opinion. I want to know what God thinks. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we have a teaching church that gives us the teachings, the perennial teachings of Christ. You see, things like abortion can't change. We can't say, oh, well, now the church says it's... No, the church can't do that. We have to go with the perennial teachings, and that's what we're basing every action. Our voting, our way we raise our kids, everything we do is based on our Catholic faith that we've learned through the church. And so she's a mother, and she's giving us the perennial teachings of the church. Now, you can accept it or reject it. As Vigano said, you can be on Team Jesse. I'll just say Jesse. Team Jesus... Or
Team Satan.
Team Satan. It's your pick. It's called free will.
Yeah. The article says here, Twitter labeled two of President Trump's tweets in which he warned that mail-in voting is ripe for fraud. He specifically warned that abuse would be committed in California.
It's of course.
Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this month signed an executive order for every registered voter to receive mail-in ballots for the November 2020 general election. There is no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Mailboxes are going to be robbed, ballots are going to be forged, and even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed.
Of course.
And so the governor of California is sending ballots to millions of people, many of them illegal, many of them dead. So anybody living in the state of California, no matter who they are, how they got there, they're going to get one.
That's his
point. This is why President Trump tweeted in a two-tweet series. He says, quote, that will be followed up with professionals telling all of these people, many of whom have never even thought of voting before, how and for whom to vote. This will be a rigged election. No way. Close quote. And Twitter plastered a message on both of Trump's tweets that says, get the facts about mail-in ballots, close quote. And that message links to a page that pushes back against the president's assertions.
Mm-hmm.
So you got social media actually debating. It's supposed to be a forum for people to express their First Amendment rights. And here they are trying to have a speech and debate against the president, the commander-in-chief of this country. And so on Tuesday, President Trump made a series of claims about potential voter fraud after, again, California Governor Newsom announced an effort to expand mail-in voting in California during the COVID-19 pandemic. And the page says, quote, these claims are unsubstantiated, according to who? CNN. Who? Washington
Post. Of
course. And so the page calls the president's statements false. And they're saying that Trump's falsely claimed that mail-in ballots would lead to a rigged election. However, fact checkers say there's no evidence that mail-in ballots are linked to voter fraud, the page says. They're saying that Trump falsely claimed that California will send in ballots to anyone living in the state, no matter who they are, how they got there. But according to media reports, a Twitter spokesperson said in a statement that the president's post could contain potentially misleading information about voting processes and have been labeled to provide additional context around mail-in ballots. Terry, the deck is stacked
of
against
of course
them.
It is.
Mainstream media, social media, colleges and universities, Hollywood, and the communists and socialists from around the world. And let me tell you, Terry, this is the right man for the right job at the right moment.
Well, let's be honest, Jesse. For the last 4 years, our liberal media and liberal politicians have been trying to get rid of Trump. And when he became the president in 2016, I heard the liberals say, never again, never again. We can't have this happen. So we've got to do whatever it takes to make sure he doesn't get in a second time. And I've seen that they've kept their promise. I don't agree with them, but they've shown every effort to impeach him, the Russia in bribes, all these things they've done for 4 years. And now if he gets in again, they're going to be in trouble. They just can't have that happen. So they're willing to pull out all the strings to try and stop this. And I would just say, let's pray for our country that we get common sense back at least and see how our country was blessed by God and that we return back to God and his moral compass. Because right now, the country is going into chaos. Without God, that's what happens. Jess, let's give some advice of what we can do as listeners, as fellow Catholics, to help
our
country.
I think what we have right now is the importation of communism.
Absolutely.
And what does communism bring in?
Atheism
and abortion.
Yeah.
And so what do we have to do? Well, let's go back to Our Lady of Fatima's message.
Exactly.
She said we have to keep the five first Saturdays of the month.
Mm-hmm.
That's go to confession, go to Mass, receive Holy Communion, and we have to pray the rosary every day. I'm going to keep it very simple today.
Yep.
If we live the Fatima message,
that's it,
which is essentially living in a state of grace and doing the five, completing the five first Saturdays of going to Holy Mass, having gone to confession and receiving Holy Communion, and praying the Holy Rosary every day for the rest of your life. Because we as lay Catholics have failed to live the Fatima message,
yep,
utterly failed. What do we have? Our Lady warned us that communism will be exported into the West. Guess what? Open your eyes, turn on your television.
Wake up.
It's here. It's called Antifa. It's called Black Lives Matter. It's called Occupy Wall Street. It's called the Democrat Party. And so these are the consequences of Catholics not fulfilling the Fatima message. I'll let God deal with the popes because they answer directly to him. But for us, we know what we're supposed to do. And so if you're a Catholic and you're not praying the daily rosary, don't complain about anything because you're not helping out at all. If you're a Catholic and you're not living in a state of grace, you have no right to complain about anything because you're part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Live in a state of grace. In friendship with God.
Amen.
And pray the rosary every day and evangelize, because there has been no greater time in the history of the world to become a saint as there is right now.
Well said, Jesse. Well said. And up next, we have Bible with the Barbers. We're going to be covering a biblical blueprint for marriage. You can get on by getting our app or go on to YouTube for the Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
You can live in any state you want, so long as your soul's in a state of grace.
You got it.
And you can live in any state you want, so long as your soul is not in a state of mortal sin. And remember, look at life like a baseball game. Before you die and you see Jesus in the dugout as the coach, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, make sure you leave it all out in the field.
You got it. May God richly bless you. And again, up next, the Bible with the Barbers, regarding the biblical blueprint for marriage. God bless you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.